Mr. President, please allow me to congratulate you, Ambassador Markotić, on your assuming of the presidency, and let me assure you that you can count on the full support of my delegation. In addition to the statement to be delivered by the EU, I would like to make the following remarks in my national capacity. The Netherlands attaches great value to the implementation of Protocol 5 on explosive remnants of war and its universalization. We strongly encourage all states that have not yet done so to become a party to the CCW and this protocol. We appreciate the continued efforts by the Presidency and the ISU to continue universalization efforts and to facilitate expert assistance under this protocol. We encourage additional efforts to further the operationalization of expert assistance, including through military-to-military dialogues during the expert meetings. We also urge all high contracting parties to meet their reporting obligations under the protocol. Mr. President, the long-lasting threat of explosive remnants of war remains of great concern. The strict implementation of this protocol by all high contracting parties is key to ensure that it remains an effective instrument to comprehensively address explosive remnants of war. In this context, we are deeply concerned by the recent reports from the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine, as well as reports of the OSCE Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, which provide detailed accounts of international humanitarian law violations in Ukraine following Russia's illegal invasion. As the UN reports conclude that the Russian armed forces are responsible for the vast majority of the violations identified, we take this opportunity to call again on Russia to respect its international humanitarian law obligations, including those under Protocol 5. Considering the humanitarian goals of Protocol 5, we would like to stress the responsibility of all belligerents with respect to their duty of clearance, removal or destruction of explosive remnants of war, and assist each other in fulfilling this duty after the cessation of active hostilities. The Netherlands remains committed to efficient international cooperation and assistance, and we are committed to support Ukraine with its clearance efforts. The danger of ERWs injuring or killing innocent civilians are perhaps the most concerning when certain types of explosive weapons are used in densely populated areas. We see the worrisome trend that armed conflict worldwide is increasingly taking place in urbanized areas, as we have witnessed in Ukraine and now also in the current conflict in the Middle East. Therefore, we very much welcome the political declaration led by Ireland on strengthening the protection of civilians from the humanitarian consequences arising from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. The Netherlands signed this declaration, and we urge other states to do the same. I thank you for giving me the floor.